He would help them in all sorts of household chores and odd jobs that their husbands would not do for them.
This is Jim Colby from Vox Urbana, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Matt Wynn in Hartsdale, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
and make him talk about stuff.
Old Kinderhook.
All right, Brian, I want you to start off. What's bugging you, technologically wise, at least?
There's like one thing. It's the same thing over. Everything is always breaking all the time.
Next up is
what broke most recently?
New music from Adeline Hotel.
Again, everything. I worked on a house for 6 weeks, got a lot done, and I left, and the punch list of to-do is bigger than when I got there.
Now, let me ask you this. How many little things did you fix? That's your problem. That's your problem. You let the little things go. You ignore them until they become big things. Because as long as you do this, other big things don't happen. It's as soon as you fix all those little problems that the big, massive issues start piling up behind them.
Yeah. I don't.
Pretty good advice.
I don't know about that.
You can't no, win.
That's
you can't break even. And you can't get out of the game.
Well, isn't that... I mean, that's also in...
We're online.
Right?
We're
on it. It looks like technological issues have been resolved, so...
Winner.
You chicken lucky dinner. Listeners get to hear
there
us.
There go the four-letter words I was saving up.
What?
Well, sorry, folks. I know we were just talking about the secret of life and how to make millions of dollars without even working for it, but you're going to have to listen
you
to
missed
the
it.
Podcast now.
You missed it.
Okay, I'm going to point at Ben. Ben, what's bugging you, bud? Pick something.
I mean, there's always the Brian one. Everything's broken.
No, it was always broken all the time.
Everything's broken all the time.
Well, that's why I have a job. So.
I know. I mean, that's what I tell myself, too. But, like, some days it's just like, this is hot garbage. Like, why did somebody do this to me?
Do you have an example?
An example of something breaking?
Something you can actually talk about?
It doesn't have to be that. Something bugging you at work.
No, satellite dish is always... Well, although, like, those are terrible. Although, like, this year they have not been that bad. I don't know if, like, Verizon finally, like, fixed their cell tower and it's no longer bleeding into the satellite signals. That was a winner.
Your dishes.
Wait, you were getting, like, terrestrial...
Well, yeah, because they resold part of the C-band spectrum to Verizon... I think Verizon and a couple other guys bid on it.
Okay.
And it's just, like, such hot garbage. It, like, bleeds into it. It, like, ruins things. It just makes my life hell.
Yeah, well, that's what Verizon is here for, to make everyone's life hell. Consumers and professionals.
Yeah, and charge for it.
Yeah.
Yep. And through the nose, too.
Yeah. Money.
Whoever their linemen, the guys who keep their system alive. Great.
Oh, I will say, if you have Verizon service now and you want cheaper service... Mm-hmm. Go with U.S. Mobile, because they operate on the same network.
Yeah, I'm always trying to figure out...
It's basically the...
They're contracting the same.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how that works. Like, Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T, they, like, resell to these other guys who sell it for, like, a fraction of the price.
Yeah, I don't get it either, but maybe the FCC just forces them to sell it at a lower price.
Bandwidth.
Because they're incumbents, and these guys are...
Startups.
New. I don't know. Does it kind of work like with ILEX and...
I mean, in theory, like, somebody can lease copper plant, but I don't have any more copper plants, so I don't have to do that. So, we're totally fine. So we can talk about that, but... I don't know. Yeah, no.
Would say an incumbent that had a lot of copper infrastructure be forced to sell it at a favorable rate?
In theory, yeah, there's like a Telecom Act of 1996. And like it forces them to lease back the copper pairs. But like the only guys I know that were doing that were Earthlink, and they don't exist anymore.
Wow.
Wow.
I think that was the last one. Earthlink, yeah.
Well, maybe nobody's interested in copper plant anymore, but I can imagine fiber plant being of interest.
Yeah, that's not right. No.
Not happening at all?
No.
No?
No, I don't think anybody leases fiber plant. I mean, like, there are guys who lease fiber plant out, but it's like...
It's
very pricey.
Very pricey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big money stuff.
Buku dinero.
Like electrons cheap, photons, well.
Try again. So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean...
And that's funny, because you can use those electrons to make those.
And that 96 law doesn't even apply to those... That particular infrastructure.
I don't believe so.
Do you think it'll catch up at some point?
Maybe. There's a couple guys who do something called like an open network, right? And
right.
So they actually will lease their fiber assets out to incumbent providers. So they would have, let's say, like access equipment in their CO. They pay them mm-hmm. rent. Then they pay them rent on the piece of glass. And then sometimes they will run the drop for you or not. It's kind of like a weird situation. But, yeah, in theory, those do exist. But they're kind of an oddity. I've read about a couple of them, and they're in, you know, a couple states.
Are they an oddity, though, like with in terms of municipal-owned infrastructure?
Municipal, like,
that would be leased out kind of like in a similar arrangement, right?
Yes and no. So in a municipal, like, there's one where, like, they physically run it like a power co-op, right?
Yep.
Mm. Concord, Massachusetts actually has something similar to that. They have a co-op, a power co-op, and they ran fiber optics over the pole because they own the poles.
They own the poles.
Right? So they operate that way. Now, there's another one that I know of in New Hampshire, where the municipality will basically pay for the assets, right? But then Consolidated would come back and lease them back from them and then operate the network. So like in like where my mom is in Dublin, New Hampshire, that's how they got fiber optics there, is that the town put up the money to build the fiber optic network. Then Consolidated leases
manages
it back.
And leases
yes.
it.
That's interesting.
Imagine having Consolidated manage your network.
You know, I mean, I can think of worse.
Fair enough.
You know, I mean, like, let's say Verizon, like, by us, yep. right? Yep. Like, what do? Nothing. They just, like, they just have leaded cables hanging out there. So, I mean, they're non-investors in that stuff. I mean, the whole area, pretty much. But, so, yeah. I don't necessarily see the 96 thing applying.
Yeah.
Right yet.
Maybe the law will catch up one day.
Maybe it will.
All right.
What?
We have to introduce you because
Mac.
Yeah, we have to introduce Mackenzie.
Because we tried to last time.
Yeah. And I called.
I heard the introduction.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing I said last time.
Yeah, right.
Go. A plus.
Yeah, so I'm Mackenzie or Mac or Kens or whatever.
Or Z?
Yeah, I go by Z. I have. And I moved here kind of recently. So, just happy to be part of this.
We kidnapped her from another part of the state.
Yeah, I got abducted.
That sounds creepy.
We were told we needed to offset our demographics.
She passed the great filter of Telegram.
No. She was smart enough to find us on the internet. So we're like, yeah, totally hop on.
Yeah, so yeah, how it happened was once I found out, okay, we're moving to the middle of nowhere from Long Island. So
hey, now.
Hey, okay, I just need to tell the story.
So. No, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Hey, at least we're in the middle of nowhere.
We're not on the outskirts,
listen,
okay?
Okay, I'm sweating a little. Everything, I mean, from like Long Island, I would say it's relative, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fact that there are, open spaces and places to actually hike that are greater than 300 feet of elevation.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
We like
it. So once I found out that that the move was happening, I decided to frantically look around to find people with similar interests and hobbies, and I found a meetup group, and I was super stoked, and then I found out it was sunsetted. And
oh no.
But then they said, "Hey, if you still want to talk to us for, you know, whatever reason, here's a Telegram link if you so I clicked it and I said, "Hey, is this still live?"
And that's
sure enough,
that's where we are found lurking on the evil, evil Telegram.
Yeah, and then they found out I'm just a bad. I'm just a what is the catfishing?
Oh, right. Honey trap.
Yeah.
We thought you, honey yeah, we thought you yeah. were a honey trap.
Yeah. I show up and I'm nothing like how I seemed.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm still about 5% convinced you're an FBI agent.
Yeah, I think Putin sent you.
Told you.
Putin. I mean, Putin I do have a lot of Russian stickers on Telegram, but that has nothing to do with anything else. It's just,
There's nothing here.
There's nothing.
I see nothing. I know nothing. I did not even
wait,
get up.
Wait, wrong country. Wrong country.
Wrong country.
Wrong country.
Yeah, that's wrong country.
wrong autocrats.
Yeah.
Different era.
So, anyway, that's me, I guess.
You look for people with technical bent.
Yeah, well, because I need that in my life. Mm. I'm also, you know, I'm slightly inclined, I would say. A little technical.
I hate computers.
I sure
do. I do too, but I know about them.
Everyone in this room hates computers.
Yeah, right?
Okay, if you know enough about computers to hate them, then yes.
Then yes.
I found my people.
Once you know enough, yeah. you have to begin to hate them.
Yeah.
At least a little bit.
Right.
A little,
or at least be suspicious.
Yeah, exactly. A little nugget of darkness.
I feel like there are stages to get to that point. One of them is, like I'm learning how to type pretty fast with these games, you know? And then there's, you know, I feel like, I mean, not everyone has had this. I haven't. But, you know, I feel like I've noticed a bunch of people will be, like, wannabe startup bros. Mm. That are like, oh, we're going to disrupt the space. We're going to, you know, make things efficient and use AI and, you know.
Okay, Elon.
And then, right. And then, finally, you know, you hit the nirvana of, you know, understanding enough technology where you're like, I don't know if I like any of this anymore. It's not good.
There's a nice arc for programmers where basically you start out, you're a programmer, you get, like, you feel like the whole amateur syndrome, you get over it, you get good at it, and then you realize that you hate it, and then you retire as, like, a park ranger.
Yeah, so there was a viral, quote-unquote, but there was a LinkedIn, like, someone had their job experience on LinkedIn. It was just a screenshot, and it was, like, I think they're working at McKinsey, I think, for 13 years doing, you know, they were, like, a senior cloud architect or something. And then, you know, they moved up to VP, or like they just kept climbing the corporate ladder. And then all of a sudden, goose farmer.
Yeah.
9 months to present. So, you know, people just decide to leave.
Go to the middle of nowhere.
Get up.
Yeah.
Actually,
get off the treadmill.
Yeah.
Maybe far off to the side of nowhere.
You're really into foie gras.
You can only take that is so delicious. Much of McKenzie.
You're evil.
Ain't that the truth?
Why? It is.
Small doses.
You're eating torture, Ben.
Does that apply to you?
Yeah, it does. I thought you said McKenzie, and I said,
well,
yeah.
That's what you said.
Torture tastes good.
McKenzie and then Goose Farmer, you know? You get to the top, and you're in a corner office,
really,
and you're looking out the glass window, and you see Canada geese north. All of a sudden,
you just have longing in your heart, and you can't do it anymore. You give it all up, yeah. And you
all epiphany. All those cute honkers.
You look north, honk, and you follow the geese, and you
and,
have a goose
and
farm.
And turn your heart.
Yeah, you got a goose farm from what you saw at the corner window. I mean, that's and here you are.
Yeah.
I see.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say that's a step up.
We're an outpost.
Step up.
Of
definitely.
Hatred of computers. Everyone else that loves their computers. They put little stickers.
No. They love their phones.
Well, it's a computer. Phones, it qualifies.
True. Yes, absolutely. It does.
One
most
chip
people
computer.
Won't say. Yeah. Okay.
One chip?
Well,
you know, that's the thing. It started out in the imagination of the creators that it would all be on a single chip.
Well, how wrong
there would be the, you know, there'd be little outboard stuff like the radio would be on the outside.
A lot of stuff.
Well, the funny thing is now the radios are actually
on
chip.
On chip, yeah. They're all integrated.
Highly integrated.
Super integrated.
You know.
Oh, yeah, because the FCC does not want anybody poking around at those.
You're right, they don't.
You could have access to all the other parts of your phone, but we do not want you playing around with those radios because you could cause some real havoc if any of you were so inclined.
Huh.
I mean,
how long does it take, Joe? Does it take 0 days?
It takes you about 30 days because you just have to order about $100 worth of stuff from AliExpress.
Yeah.
And you can bypass all of that.
Everything, yes, exactly.
Have fun, everybody.
You can order things from AliExpress and bypass LTE?
Sure.
No.
I mean, to what degree? What do you want to do? Jam somebody? Screw them up?
Okay, jamming is possible.
Yeah, that's easy.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, Ali, right there. You can buy the jammers. And when they come in, they don't come in adjusted just right. You got to pop them open and adjust those potentiometers until your bars go away. But don't ask me how I know that.
That's what I heard.
You saw it on Reddit.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Saw it on YouTube. Yes. Somebody was doing it in some other country.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, in another very country nice. Where it's perfectly
someone
legal.
Someone who isn't me.
Someone in Norway. Mm. Yeah.
And no one I know.
Yep. Yep.
Never met them.
She goes to a different school.
Yeah, yeah. She lives in Canada. And
I like her. She's also an AI.
Hey, that's kind of half of it, man. Like, if half of your relationship is just talking to your significant other through the phone, just replace him with an AI.
And you know what? She'll know exactly what to say every time.
Every time.
Every damn time.
Yeah. Or he.
What's that?
I like to call
it's my own misogyny.
I prefer to call them an AI companion because sex doesn't really apply anymore. You're code. Hmm. I mean,
What was that movie with Joaquin Phoenix and yeah?
Which one?
Yeah, it's a movie about
Scarlett Johansson
interacting with an AI assistant for him.
Interacting.
Falling in.
I never saw it, so I don't know how bad it gets.
All over again.
Yeah. He interacted all right.
All over the place.
Interacted.
I'm assuming.
There you go, Bob.
Was it any different than one of the hub sites?
Why, what are you talking about, sir?
Well, it is when we get into the teledildonics.
Mm.
Oh, gosh.
$40 on Amazon is all it takes for you to dive into this world of intrigue.
Amazon? Yeah. Not AliExpress?
I would not put anything on me or inside me from AliExpress. To put it plainly. I'm at least going to trust Amazon where I can return something or call someone or hunt someone down.
I wouldn't even give a dog a chew toy from AliExpress.
Oh, no. That's probably loaded with, like, lead.
Lead and metal.
All kinds of
lead and
things.
All that weird, like, plastic, like, filler stuff
they're
putting in our kids' food.
They'll develop a mysterious
and dog food?
Illness.
Yeah. I remember. Everybody,
you pronounce it wrong, sir.
Voice
it's
right
pronounced
now.
This way. All those things that the Chinese are putting in our feed. That's how you pronounce it.
The Chinese. Well, those Chinese are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Good station ID.
Thank you. Right about on time, too.
Yeah, we got it.
Just trying to fit it in. Did not mean to screw up anybody's flow.
Good filler.
Yeah.
That's direct good. From China.
China. China.
Speaking of direct from China, you got any new batteries, Joe?
Direct from
China.
Yeah. Got a good one this time?
Lithium cells?
Yes. I got a good set of batteries. They only cost me about $40 a pop. They were a very good price, and they haven't exploded after a dozen cycles.
Little
of use.
A dozen chunks cycles. Of batteries or...
Fully assembled batteries with BMSs attached. One, I do battery banks with two batteries each. Each battery has its own BMS, and each one puts out 1,000 watts.
Whoa.
That's why I need two, because I have a 2,000 watts. It's, okay, guys, I'm the little e-bike that you guys see riding around in Round Top and Catskill. The little chopper that everybody thinks is illegal and still gives me a thumbs
bicycle.
Up for. People got mad when I crossed the Rip Van Winkle Bridge on it.
Well, they get mad.
How fast were you going on the Rip Van Winkle? Like,
I was on the shoulder, even though I had the right to be in the
people lane. Are mad.
And I had to go really slow.
Maybe
because
you should
that
just
thing
get
has
in lane.
Four
mad because you're on a little
have, like,
bike.
2-inch gap.
Maybe you should just get in lane.
Which people were mad are the ones in the BMWs, the Nissans, or the giant trucks? Or all three?
Trucks. The only people that get mad at me are always in a pickup truck or an SUV.
Really? Wow, that's so surprising. I don't ever notice that ever in rural America or even upstate.
No. They don't have bad attitudes at all.
Usually that's a very mild type of person.
They're definitely voting for Kamala.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well. They make me want to carry a concealed weapon, let me tell you what. So well, just y'all think of that next time you want to mess with someone on an e-bike. We might return fire.
I believe the flow that's been happening in the Supreme Court and a certain circuit court below them is you don't even need a permit anymore to be carrying concealed. Like, by right, everyone will.
Wait, according to the Supreme Court of the United States?
Yeah, because they've gone back to the original.
They've been knocking it down, and they threw it back to a circuit court to the point where it may not even require a carry permit to carry it.
Yeah, but why? I mean, like, why, Santa? Why?
Because, well...
Like, when I really wake up...
The thing is, we need more people with concealed weapons just in case they're near a school and need to take care of business.
Now, you see, that joke would be in poor taste if there wasn't already a school shooting, you know, every day. So.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's every day. It's disgusting.
Like, but you figure if we're not going to do anything about it, we should at least laugh about it.
I know.
Yeah, but, like, Jesus. They almost killed Orange Jesus. Don't you think that they should, like, try to really work
yeah.
this? Oh, really? You think that's going to change the
Orange. Where did that guy even have to conceal it?
Oh, that was
a long gun.
That guy was fooling around on rooftops with people recording him for like 10 minutes beforehand.
That was so not concealed.
That was so unconcealed.
Yeah, it was just perfectly normal.
That was just...
I mean, people on rooftops with rifles. Okay. I see them everywhere nowadays, you know. It's,
you know, yeah.
It's all actually... because of a Supreme Court ruling that said that we're going back to the 18th century rules. And
yeah, wait.
He had a musket.
He had a musket.
To be fair, he was carrying it openly.
He was carrying it openly.
How is this any different than the weirdos who walked into Chipotle with it? Right? Like, it's the rules for you and
what,
then the
Chipotle?
Rules for me. That
you can't take... You get into the polls for voting?
No, Chipotle.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say Chipotle. Okay.
Wait, there was a Chipotle?
Okay. Yes.
I didn't hear about that.
I missed the message.
Chipotle and Waffle House, somebody has a gun.
It wasn't
mass
shooting. It's just people walking into the
No, I'm just saying that there's a group of weirdos who take long guns into these restaurants and then, like, sit down and do normal things with a long gun on their back.
So
do we know what they're ordering? Because I feel like...
I don't know.
Depending on what they're ordering, I would feel safer. Like, if they're ordering a bowl, I trust them. Like, they would.
But the burrito is no good.
Well, like, no. If they order tacos, I'm calling the police.
They're just gonna be angry at life, no matter what.
I'm gonna say there's a very strange man. You know, and I already have, like, the hysteric woman voice, too, where I can be like, I'm just really scared right now. He's acting erratic, and I think he has a gun, and I
don't understand.
Don't forget to
order tacos.
He ordered tacos.
No. You got to say the important words that get you out of every situation.
Chicken.
I feared for my life.
Yep.
I don't know.
Some ridiculous.
All right, sorry. That got too real.
Yeah, it did.
Sorry. All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to play along.
I know. Neither did I.
Sorry.
Why?
Why? Because we have to laugh or we're going to cry.
Yeah, that's what I said. If we're not going to do anything about it, we should at least be able to make a couple jokes
on
there.
Exactly. If this is the accepted status quo, then it's wide open for jokester pot shots.
Just like if you're running for president and I want to make fun of brain worms. I finally get someone I can make fun of their brain worms.
Who has brain worms?
RFK Jr.
The guy that eats dog, bear, and whale head.
First of all, he only eats dog.
I'm sorry.
He just threw a bear in his trunk.
He didn't get to eat the bear. He only ate the dog.
Well, hang on.
Goat. He ate the goat.
If he was willing to put a bear into a van, a roadkill bear in a van, then he's probably eaten bear at some other time.
Maybe.
Life.
That's my president.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I should.
I want the one loaded with prions.
The prions.
Just freeing his system. Making decisions for him.
Making giant empty bubbles in his brain.
Joe, that's everybody.
The head of the environmental protection agency.
Again, I will make
Trump
fun of a person suffering from prions unless they decide to run for president. Then I'll make fun of you.
Wow.
You're free game. Like, everything you do is now up for grabs. Just like...
Yeah.
No, I expect your brain to work, and if you make any stupid flub-ups, I'm gonna attack you.
You know what? That's a very generous thing for you to expect brains to work.
So what is consciousness?
You got such a high bar, sir.
What did you say, Tom?
What is consciousness?
What is consciousness? If it can be altered by a brain worm, you know, what is it? Because you know, there was this guy who was a lawyer and was protecting the environment, and now he's chainsawing heads off of dead whales. It must have been a transformation of consciousness in the brain of said chainsaw massacre.
Didn't he have the brain worm before, like, while he was working?
No, for Riverkeeper? No, the brain worm happened when he was getting a divorce.
Oh.
And he explained why he didn't have to pay any kind of child
alimony?
Support or...
Yeah.
Because he was crippled by a brain worm.
So he legally used it as an excuse for, like, I can't do things. I have a brain worm. So why don't I run for president?
Yeah, the transformation of consciousness.
Wow.
So what is it?
What is
well,
it?
So
you know,
it's the programming that arises from what occurs inside your brain.
Why are the orcas attacking the sailboats?
Because they're tricksters. Learning. They're having fun.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No. They're tired of our crap. They're figuring it out.
They're just having
could
a ball.
Could be that.
You know.
They're pulling a fast one on us.
It could be both things, guys. It could be both.
Let them
could be
both. Could be all. Have their fun in the sun.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Just take out some
exactly
ships.
Nice guys.
Yeah.
It's
their turf.
Concerned.
They're not.
I'm sorry. If we see whales,
they only eat it
on land.
Orcas are mammals. Mammals have like the capacity.
We would do the same thing.
Screwed up nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. Now, this is an interesting thing. The brain mass to body weight for a dolphin is a little less than for a human, but if you account for the fact that humans devote a good amount of that to their fingers and toes, and you just say, well, dolphins don't have fingers and toes, so they don't use their brains for that. So we'll add what they do use their brains for into the equation. What's their consciousness? What are they thinking about? Why are they so laid back and philosophical about humans? When I long ago figured out that humans were sailing the surfaces in most threatening manner, and they watched the battles between humans shooting at each other. I mean, that was every now and then they'd rescue a sailor that got knocked off a ship, but you know, they don't seem to care that much about combat. You know? There's something
scumbags.
Else going on.
So long and things for all the fish,
the
right?
They like to screw. I know that.
Screw over other creatures.
Well, they also
like to spend
a
lot of time.
They enjoy the pleasure of...
Yes, they're really into
sex. And they like inflicting it on unwilling members of different species, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be fair...
Are we talking about the same thing?
Dolphins,
dolphins, yes, but the behavior...
Yes.
You know, they like...
The creature that also has...
They like sex.
You know what?
They really like sex.
You know what I think, though? Like, I mean, I feel like consciousness is such an open-ended term, and I feel like just because we as, you know, stupid humans, like, just because we can't comprehend, you know, a single flower in a garden having consciousness, like, that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Then we
you just did imagine it because you said it.
Well, right.
So I don't think we're stupid because I gather what you just said.
But, I mean, we can't say, oh, this plant doesn't have
I don't agree with you. I
don't
think there is a problem.
Between humans and a tree, for real.
What's that?
Like 98% humans are trees.
No.
I see a difference.
No, trees have a hard time being actively... destructive. Humans have an easy time being actively
destructive. Have you ever seen a time lapse of a tree grow? Have you ever seen the roots destroy
rock?
That's
not active, though.
It's
absolutely active.
Maybe on a geologic time scale.
It's a slow...
Why is your time scale have to apply? Why can't it be the tree's time scale?
Fair enough.
We can be... When I say, like, humans can be purposely destructive, I mean in weird, persnickety... ways.
Like taking vengeance.
Like
that's a very human thing.
Like vengeance or random vengeance or just mass insanity.
We were talking about schmooze and they would become the meal that you requested. Oh, you want me to be a turkey? Grab a drumstick? Well, trees, you know, they're looking out and say, I'd like to be a book. I'll read it while you...
I'd like to be about 5,000 rolls of toilet paper.
It's the giving tree.
Because...
First, it's a bug. First
listen,
it's a
thing. If they become Charmin...
Charmin? I want to be a Charmin tree.
Yeah.
Alpha Charmin tree.
Yeah, if they become like those single ply Scots.
Scots? Yeah, no.
That's
they were aiming
the
low.
Wow. No. Two ply. Two ply is the way to end your existence.
Talk about a you know.
A way to go.
Tree.
But anyway,
trees.
I think that when you know humans can hold up an analysis of their consciousness to a sufficient degree to discuss what it is. Mm. And, you know, if we can figure out why it is that we have a sense of what's true without, you know, just by intuition, we know what's true.
No, we don't. Like, what do you mean by that?
Mathematics.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
I also feel like...
Fair enough. Can't argue that.
He just checkmated you.
from a neurological perspective, like, we really have no idea what's going on up there. Like, I mean,
how would you know?
Well, for an example, I love spiders. Spiders is... That's, like, a big hobby of mine.
That's
how
gross.
How is spiders a hobby?
I'm going to get into it. Hang on. I know you're dying.
Them, you pin them to the wall?
No. Like that's why. No, I just... Boy. I appreciate... I give them water. I send them on their way.
Okay,
I identify. Yeah, so anyway. So there was this one study of... I think they were regal jumping spiders.
Oh.
Or maybe they were... It was some African breed of jumping spiders, I think. And... these scientists, they built these two towers that were separated, and it went down, and then they combined to one kind of, like a walkway to another tower.
If you can't see your gestures, we're on the radio.
Sorry. You're right.
Is this the third tower that we're talking about?
So there are three towers.
The fourth tower of inverted.
The causeway between.
Yeah, there are three towers.
Two and the third.
Two of them are they're all the same height. Two of them are connected at the bottom, which is also connected to a walkway. The one tower by itself is the viewing tower, quote unquote. So basically what they would do is they would set the spider in the viewing tower. And jumping spiders are known for having great, great vision.
So, it does.
Yeah, well, not all spiders have... Most actually don't have great vision. Hmm. But, so they're sitting in the viewing tower. They're seeing the two other towers. In one tower, there is food. In the other tower, there's just dead leaves. So just to let you know, like, jumping spiders, on average, they have about 100,000 neurons, which is not a lot. So the jumping spider will see which tower they need to go to, think about it, think about a path to the tower, remember it as they're traveling down, and say, I have to go left. And then they head to the tower where there's food. They were so accurate that the scientists said, okay, let's try to see if, as they're making their journey, because they can't see from the way that the towers are set up, once they're down and they're on their way to one of the towers, they can't see which is which. So they said, okay, as they're making their way to the tower, what if we switch the blocks? And one, you know, where they thought they were getting food, they were getting...
Well, what if we fool them?
Yeah. Like, what if we did a bamboozle on them?
Okay.
So what happened was, once they found out, they got to the top and there was a pile of dead leaves, they visibly looked shocked. Like, they jumped, they actually jumped back and they tilted their heads and looked at it because they were confused.
Wow.
But again, 100,000 neurons, it's really not a lot. Yeah. I actually don't even know how many humans have, but...
Yeah, but they're analog.
That's, wow. But, I mean, that, like... Just to understand how small their little minds are, but they can not only create a plan to get the food...
Execute.
They can remember, they can execute, and they can be surprised.
Surprised that they guessed
wrong.
Yeah,
but they say,
somebody messed with
them. By comparison, humans have about 86 million neurons.
They are so accurate, and that they say, what the heck?
Yeah.
Like, what? When it wasn't what...
This is not the outcome I was promised. Yeah. Where's my cake?
Feed me, Seymour. Sorry, feed me. So I feel like for us to understand consciousness, we also have to be able to understand the power of the mind, you know, and the brain on like a neurological level, and we still really have no idea.
Yes, we do.
Do we?
We know a lot about
the brain.
And I was interested in this math thing.
We know what parts we can take out to make you a zombie, to make you cry.
Yeah, get the brain worm in there.
Yeah,
run for president. I mean, yeah.
Frontal lobe damage.
That's a good
one. Off the head of a whale. I mean, you know.
That or you end up with...
If you're running an experiment with cement's brain, we put the worm in. The scientists who wrote this up obviously were conscious. They were even conscious enough to... You know, to switch the towers so that the so that the test subject.
So that they could tick off the spiders.
Tilt its head. Is it really? Is that really what the scientists wrote down? The spider tilted its head and looked curiously.
And looked really confused.
That sounds up and down. That sounds like
frustration.
I do believe the academic journal did say confuzzled.
Look,
I was going to say that sounded like not a scientific response.
We can credit people whose hobby is arachnids as having consciousness, and then we can credit the spiders with being aware of collecting food. So anyway,
but plants are aware when you eat them.
Going on, it's been
and they can warn their neighbors.
Yeah,
study.
What?
Front.
Plants
know when you're eating them, and they can warn their neighbors.
Yeah.
And the neighbors can actually start, like, releasing hormones that will make themselves taste bad.
Well, that's even the old Mythbusters thing from forever ago when they, I mean, it's a common...
Well, it's well known in a kitchen, too, where you're, you know, a three-star Michelin chef is going to hide, you know, the food preparation from the food. Until it's too late, you know, and because otherwise you're not going to get all three Michelin stars.
That food is already dead and unaware.
Huh. Dead and unaware.
So, if you're a vegan and you think you're sparing something by not eating an animal, you're not.
That was a conversation. Just the idea of alternative milks, you know, the soy milk and the oat milks and the almond milks.
There is no soy nipple. There is no soy milk.
So, but
sorry, that's a joke I had to put in there.
I kind of just got on a bit of a rant today, actually, just about it because.
Do it.
I think that the people if you have if you lactose and you and you tolerate ants.
I have toes. I have 10 of them.
But no, if you have a problem with lactose, fine. But the people that think that they're saving the planet for having almond milk because the cows are being abused.
Almonds take so much water to milk. Almonds are horrible for the environment.
Yes, and then there are now that with the supply being so vast, they're the fields. Of these almond farms and this and the pesticides and the
using incredible amounts of water,
fresh
water.
Yes, yeah.
Good thing we grow a lot of them in the desert.
Yeah, exactly. Grow them in the desert.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just I feel like the people that are trying to be as loud as possible about being a good person by saving the cows. Meanwhile, dairy cows need to be milked anyway. It's not good.
So they don't explode, right?
Well, and also so they don't get infections.
Hey, I'm doing my part to help the environment. I eat the cows. I make them go away.
For a price.
For
a price.
That I have to pay. Wait a minute.
Well, don't trust him. He has a stake in this.
Oh, my God. Paul always has to do the king of pun thing. And just like, why?
And that is why we ask him back every single time.
Why does God hate us? He makes us hear these puns.
I'm here to punish you.
I am so sorry.
I make no apologies for this show. I love this. I'm having a great time. I hope you are too, but if you're not,
why?
Put us on mute.
Or if you are having a great time, come listen to us on our partner audio stream on wgxc.org at the bottom of the listen list.
In 10 minutes.
And we do that by going to wgxe.org. In the upper left-hand corner, you're going to see a button that says, Listen. Click that button. Up will pop a menu of different streams being broadcast by WGXE and its partners. We're one of them. At the bottom, you will see Thingularity listed, and that is how you can hear our after show, where we break out all the contraband and ignore the FCC.
I was going to do that, but there was nothing under the S.
And?
Nothing under the S.
Singularity, right? So I couldn't find it. It's alphabetical.
Singularity. It's a thingularity. With a T.
I got a lisp.
No, not a lisp. It's thingularity.
Oh, actually, it's one of a kind.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's what we aim to be.
It's a thing.
You tell me somebody else sounds like us. There's only like three people listening, and I'm sure they've heard nothing like it.
Like nothing like this group of nerds.
Nerds. Well, no one complained when the program didn't go out last month.
It's not like we got emails.
I wasn't missing you last month when your broadcast was messed up. Because I'm not listening to you now.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, we know our place.
Well, we brought in Mackenzie, so we've jumped the shark.
There you go.
I don't understand what that means. What shark?
When a program is about to be pulled from the schedule, the writers get in the writer's room and they come up with something so novel and unexpected that they're praying and hoping and their fingers are crossed that the radical transformation of whatever it was that originally made the show worthwhile has been replaced by another inspiration.
You tell him, Fonzie.
That's right. It's Henry Winkler, jumped the shark.
Jumped the shark.
Fonzie,
literally.
Jumped the shark.
I know. Hey, I'm old enough to have seen that when it first came out. It was the guy at the middle school kid. He jumped the shark. It was such a bad show. Why? It's like everything was bad in the 70s.
Drugs.
I was going to say, not everything, I feel.
Well, there was a few things, the things that you remember.
Maybe not, like, shows. And I just mean in real life, I've heard it was...
Star Wars.
Yeah, in the 70s, I heard the free love was a lot more fun than the TV.
Yeah.
Until you got chlamydia.
People were out at the disco. They weren't watching TV.
Disco.
Oh, disco.
A little discotheque.
Oh, you're making me want to watch TV.
It was interesting, yeah. Just being a little kid through that and just, like, it was... Like, right now, kids are taking effort. Oh, I got to take them to soccer. I got to take this. And, you know, decades after the stranger danger thing, you don't let kids do anything for the most part. That's a way that's still being used for kids back.
Unless you put, like, a chip in their neck and you track them every day.
Hey, let us just ride our bike. Don't ask us where we went. Hang a key around your neck and let you free range for a decade of childhood.
Oh, my childhood.
While you learn what a junkie looks like.
You learn.
While you learn what, just like the craziest stuff around you in South LA that you're just free ranging through this weird jungle of crazy. It was kind of awesome and kind of, and you knew it was, like being a little kid, you knew it was weird at the time and that was just your reality.
I think that's healthy.
It's healthy of sorts.
You gotta figure it out.
You gotta figure it out.
You grow up a little quicker that way.
Yeah. Well, you can plenty of ways to grow up really fast.
Yeah.
Not the worst one, right?
Yeah.
Not the worst one.
No.
Yeah. You know, you got your street smarts.
Street smarts.
I'm surprised you don't have a rant. I'm shocked.
I'm actually shocked.
Pick something.
DNA testing.
I hate DNA testing because people are constantly getting tests and then they send it into the company and then you could be identified by your genes because somebody else to fill out all of their family history.
No, it's okay because they protect the databases and they never get hacked.
No, it's real okay when your girlfriend wants to know what your genes are and you don't want to tell her and she takes a swab of you in the middle of the night and she sends it in 23andMe.
Levi's baby.
All your Nazi relatives are digging you.
I have some stories because my sister did that. We found out, as she was looking at some a census from the 1930s, we found out that our genes are very close to the genes of a family that lived next door and two doors down. That we're not sure who of my dad's brothers was sleeping around,
He
was siring children all up and down the block in Waipahu.
Up and down the block?
He was all up and down the block.
Quite
and
literally.
Then you ask me, like, oh, why is the Reynos, are they our cousins? Like, oh, yeah, everybody knew that. They're your cousins. Why weren't we ever told of all these half-cousins all around the place? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they knew.
Yeah.
We know now only because of 23andMe, revealing who your uncles
because
were sleeping
Uncle
with.
Jim wanted to see his little cousins. That's why nobody knows.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Jim was the milkman.
Yeah. We found out
who
the cousins are.
And they don't secure your data.
Well, and also...
No! Oh, my God. I'm waiting for them to get hacked, and I'm waiting for people to, like...
No, they did
waiting?
Get hacked. Information. It's already happened. They've been hacked.
Like,
the information's out.
Yeah, but, like, the flip side is, like, everyone has your social security number.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're, like, the dude that, like, has no bank account, no credit cards, no anything. Hasn't held a job, basically. is basically the only
Mike
people.
Mike Johnson?
Okay, maybe.
Sorry.
This is true.
Sorry. I sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, everybody has your social security number. Everyone knows where you live. Like, it's just.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been leaked 3 or 4 times. Like, I get a piece of mail that says, hey, we leaked your social security number. Sorry. And, like, move on.
We'll give you, you know, 12 months of free credit monitoring.
Yeah, would you like to turn that off?
I really enjoyed Experian.
I trust you for this, yes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Experian selling me their credit monitoring service.
Because they screwed up.
Because they screwed up. I'm like, what lawyer allowed that? But then again, I just remembered they got paid, what, like probably 20% of the settlement money? They didn't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's with the latest Social Security breach. I don't know, what was that, a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Was that, recently.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well,
oh, it happened again?
Yeah.
Like, how many this
it's
time?
It's just, okay, it's, so your social security number is, like, the password that you don't choose, that you can't change, but it's, like, why are we using it for everything? You know, like there are certain, like, you know.
It's convenient. The original cards actually said this is not to be used for identification.
Exactly. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
They changed that pretty quick.
That's, actually, there's a way, I gotta find, I don't know, can I do a quick PSA on how to find out if your Social Security card is?
Go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
what is it? I think it's npc.pentester.com. I think is the website. I gotta check.
As you give them your Social Security number.
It's, I gotta, I'm wrong.
And mother's maiden name. Don't forget that.
No, it's, I mean, yeah,
was maybe your first pet in the school you went to? And then your password's just going to be password one anyway.
Password.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, fall 2024 exclamation point.
I was literally trying, like, I was trying to set up a Discord password, and I was like, password, exclamation point, we don't like that. Exclamation point, we don't like that. Mm. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. That's okay.
So, yeah, so if you go to npd.pentester.com, it's the National Public Data. You don't put your social in. You just give your first name, last name, your state, and your birth year. If you search it, it'll say, yes, your Social Security number has been breached. And then you can go ahead and freeze your Social Security number. So I suggest that to everybody because it's probably out there.
Pentester.
Yep. Yeah, npd.pentester.com. You're not putting your Social Security number out there, but it's important for you to check to see.
We will never recommend you give your social to anyone.
Well, even though you can buy it.
You can give it to me.
You can trust me.
Yeah.
I'm not like a hacker or anything.
Not at all. I'm not going to use it to go get a credit card. On a shot spending spree in Vegas? No.
But if you see any charges, don't worry about it.
If you see any charges, you are 100% fraud protected. You just make a phone call and they go away.
Yeah. Yep. As will I for a very long time.
Yep. Wow.
All right, we are winding out. Does anybody have any last words they would like to make sure anybody hears before we switch to the after show? Everybody knows where to go. WGSC.
We can't say a word because we're constrained by the FCC from opening our mouths.
For about one more minute.
Hold on, I got 5 seconds.
I just checked mine. Mine's exposed, but all my addresses are from 30 years ago, and the birth date's wrong.
Wow.